As of 1995, some 37,000 industrial-sized fishing ships, plus about 1 million smaller boats, were between them taking twice as many fish from the sea as they had just 25 years earlier. Trawlers are sometimes now as big as cruise ships, and haul behind them nets big enough to hold a dozen jumbo jets. Some even use spotter planes to locate shoals of fish from the air. It is estimated that about a quarter of every fishing net hauled up contains bycatch, fish that can't be landed because they're too small, or of the wrong type, or caught in the wrong season. As one observer told The Economist, "We're still in the dark ages. We just drop a net down and see what comes up." Perhaps as much as 22 million metric tons of such unwanted fish are dumped back in the sea each year, mostly in the form of corpses. For every pound of shrimp harvested, about 4 pounds of fish and other marine creatures are destroyed. Large areas of the North Sea floor are dragged clean by beam trawlers as many as 7 times a year, a degree of disturbance that no ecosystem can withstand. At least 2/3 of species in the North Sea, by many estimates, are being overfished. Across the Atlantic, things are no better. Halibut once abounded in such numbers off New England that individual boats could land 20,000 pounds of it in a day. Now halibut is all but extinct off the northeast coast of North America.